You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. This morning and this weekend, we learned, I should say this weekend, we learned who Obama's running mate is, Senator Joe Biden. And we're still waiting, of course, to find out who McCain's going to pick. But does the vice president actually matter to you? Has a VP pick ever changed your vote? We want to hear your story, 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. This week, reports and rumors about outgoing Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf leaving his country are likely to continue. And when fallen leaders of unstable countries leave, they usually don't just take vacations. They end up in exile. Stephen Cook with the Council on Foreign Relations has some thoughts on what might come next for Musharraf and what safe might mean for him. Stephen, welcome to The Takeaway.
Good morning.
What's the latest reports of where Musharraf may go?
Well, the two primary candidates for President Musharraf are Saudi Arabia and Turkey. Turkey is an interesting possibility. Musharraf actually has ties to Turkey. His father was a diplomat there, and he lived in Turkey for a number of years in his preteens and is quite taken with Turkey's founder, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk. In fact, Musharraf has a portrait of Atatürk in his office. So that's one possibility. The other one is Saudi Arabia, which is known to take in fallen dictators and possible war criminals. They've harbored Idi Amin, Nawaz Sharif, who was the prime minister of Pakistan, who Musharraf deposed, decamped Pakistan for Saudi Arabia until his return to Pakistan last year.
Of course, brings in a great irony, because here you have the exact place that Musharraf exiled Sharif to.
Exactly. And the Saudis are actually pretty good at this kind of thing. They set up fallen dictators in a lifestyle that they've grown accustomed to. The Saudis don't necessarily adhere to international legal standards, so there's no chance that Musharraf will end up in The Hague. Saudi Arabia seems like it's a strong possibility for Musharraf.
Stephen, why would Turkey or Saudi Arabia even take Musharraf?
Well, you know, both Turkey and Saudi Arabia have strong interest in a stable Pakistan. And the longer that Musharraf lingers, the longer that there's political instability there, it damages the interests of both Ankara and Riyadh, more so Riyadh than Ankara, I should say. In what ways?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Saudi Arabia has close connections to Pakistan, geopolitical interests, strategic interests. There are many, many Pakistanis in Saudi Arabia. The Saudis have supported the Pakistani government, the Pakistani intelligence services, so on and so forth. So the Saudis don't have a strong interest in further political instability in Pakistan. So they would like to, in keeping with their long and storied tradition of playing realpolitik, and I mean RIYAL, that's the Saudi currency, they would buy off Musharraf and bring him to Saudi Arabia and set him up. The Turks have also an interest in a stable Pakistan for a variety of geostrategic and political interests. But like I said, Turkey is a less strong candidate to take in Musharraf, particularly as Turkey undertakes its own efforts to join the European Union.
Not to mention that Turkey's been dealing with some major political and military issues of its own. But let's talk about the U.S., which has been a very strong ally of Musharraf's for the last 7 years. What role, if any, is the U.S. playing in helping or not helping him to settle outside of Pakistan?
Well, the United States has. There are rumors that the United States was going to accept Musharraf, and he would be, living in McLean, Virginia, and so on and so forth. But I don't think the United States is going to accept Musharraf. Washington was burned in the late 70s when we admitted the Shah of Iran for humanitarian reasons. The role that the United States is playing is convincing its own allies to take in someone like Musharraf. We certainly quickly threw him under the bus once the political situation turned against him as strongly as it did in the last couple of weeks. But we will advocate someone taking him in order to avoid turmoil in Pakistan by his presence there. But I think it's unlikely that Washington is going to open its doors to General Musharraf, despite the fact that there was close relations between the United States and Pakistan during his 7 years of rule.
And finally, Stephen, how much danger do you think Musharraf is in if he stays in Pakistan?
Well, there is a long tradition in Pakistan of either executing leaders or accidental deaths by bombing of airplanes of a variety of leaders. Benazir Bhutto's father was hung by the military. The person who killed Benazir Bhutto's father, Ziaul Haq, was a general. His plane was bombed upon taking off in the late 1980s. So Musharraf is in potential serious danger if he stays on in Pakistan. It's probably better for his overall health if he go to Saudi Arabia or Turkey or someplace else.
Stephen Cook, many thanks.
My pleasure.
Stephen Cook is a... Oh, you too. You have an excellent day. Stephen Cook is a counsel. He's from the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a senior fellow there. And now we're going to turn to Femi Oke, who's got the very latest headlines for us. Femi.
Thanks, Adora. Coming up to 28 minutes past the hour.